Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief of Raw Story, is on the Trocare College live line on WBEN. And Dave, let's start with the debate dispute over the muting of microphones. Is the debate in doubt?
Yeah, I think the debate is going to be in doubt, at least at some level, until the debate actually happens and the two candidates are standing there on the stage together, ready to go at it. So this is a negotiation, and this is something that is happening between the two candidates, really without much of a third party, because let's remember, this used to be run and used to be coordinated by a debate commission, an ostensibly neutral party that kind of called balls and strikes and put these things together, usually in conjunction with a college or university. And it was this very kind of dry, formalized process. Well, that's been thrown out the window, and we have kind of the Wild West of presidential debates right now. So the two candidates, the two camps are left to go at it and negotiate these things out, microphones included, in conjunction with the host of the debate, which is going to be television stations. So, you know, I expect the unexpected here, and that's pretty much what we've gotten. And we saw that, of course, with the Donald Trump-Joe Biden debate back in June, when that was a similar scenario, Susan, and that was with CNN, and we all know how that debate turned out. So debates, of course, have had an outsized role in the trajectory of the presidential election during this year as well.
Well, Dave, this is the big controversy of the week. So excuse me if I don't understand what's going on, because the Harris campaign said that they want the mics on, and then Donald Trump was asked about it, and then this is what he had to say.
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather have it probably on, but the agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time.
So he says, whatever, on, I guess. What's the controversy here? Like, what's going on?
Well, the controversy is that the last time around, the microphones were off. So usually when we've had debates in the past, candidates were allowed to, in essence, interrupt the other candidate. So if candidate A was talking and candidate B wanted to get in a zinger or try to interrupt that person or talk over them, they could do that. And if you recall back to the 2020 debates between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, there was one debate in particular where, yeah, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care what party you're on. You couldn't hear anything. I mean, it was just an absolute abject disaster. Joe Biden and Donald Trump were spending, you know, most of the time during that debate just shouting over each other, and any substance, any opportunity to understand where the candidates landed on policy, on various political positions, was more or less lost for much of the time simply because of that fact. So that's why we're having the debate over the debate in the first place, over whether microphones should be shut off when the other candidate is speaking. And when we had the debate in June between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, that's what happened. So when Donald Trump was talking, Joe Biden wasn't able to jump in, and vice versa. And, you know, you can criticize the way that the debate went. Obviously, for Democrats, it was a total disaster. But the debate itself was one where you could actually hear the two candidates and you could actually listen to what they were saying, which, you know, Brian, is kind of the point of a debate. So there's a lot of merit to this idea that the microphones be shut off, but it definitely does rob the candidates, rightfully or not, of the ability to have sort of those made-for-TV moments where they say something that's going to make for a great 8-second clip to be shown on the news the next day, or, you know, when you're scrolling through your feed.
Dave, who needs the debate more?
At this point, Susan, I think Donald Trump, he's down in the polls. He's had difficulty responding to Kamala Harris's ascendance. I mean, Kamala Harris has only been a presidential candidate for a month and a half right now, less than that. And as a result, he had done a great job, Donald Trump, in defining Joe Biden, and he's having to, in essence, define her or attempt to do so. That's the thing he struggled with the most over the past several weeks, and it's not for a lack of trying. He's tried a whole variety of different digs at her. He has called her lots of names, Communist Kamala and variations thereof is sort of the latest one that's trying to land. It hasn't really landed much, in part because Kamala Harris is hardly the most liberal person on the Democratic Party. When you think of people like Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, She's not seen in the same light, even within the Democratic Party, as them. But, you know, the one thing that he does have going for him is that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the president and vice president of the United States right now. So tarring her with anything that he sees as Joe Biden doing poorly as president is effective insofar as that she is on that ticket that won in 2020. She is Joe Biden's vice president, and it's really on her, and we saw this during the Democratic National Convention last week, trying to make moves away from Joe Biden, definitely in style, if not entirely in policy, which in essence she still retains many, if not most, of the policy positions that Joe Biden has. So that will be something for Donald Trump that will be a continued challenge, but a debate is a great opportunity for him to really work that angle if he chooses to do so.
Will we see more than one debate, or do you think that really depends on how this goes in just over a week?
I think the latter, Brian, and that's going to be a big question, whether it will be one and done or whether they will stick to two. I think most of America would like to see more than one, but that's really, again, going to be up to the candidates and them hammering that out. We also have a potential third debate with the vice presidential candidates, which seems to be solid between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. But again, all of this, I think you got to wait until that the cameras are rolling and the two candidates are together to absolutely 100% say that this is on.
Dave, thank you.
You're welcome, Susan.
Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief of Raw Story. Our comprehensive coverage of Election 24 is brought to you by Berardi Immigration Law.